of Halsey. All right, it was an exciting night for the Houston Astros. Or, you know, just for baseball in general, baseball fans. I thought it was just as exciting as when the Royals won. We got a chance to experience that, and Houston really needed it at this time in their
Well, and when we went back, it had been, you know, a drought since the last time we went. Houston's never won a World Series, and they've been around for 55 years. That's a long wait.
So the game was also going on, but this was something that happened after the game.
Yeah, at the very end, they were talking to Carlos Correa, and he decided it was a romantic moment.
You've dreamed of this your whole life, this feeling. Is it everything you thought it would be?
It's everything and more, man. It's everything and more. It's one of the biggest steps of my life, one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. And right now, I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Oh my God.
Will you marry me?
It's because she didn't bother saying yes. She just jumped over the rope and, like, kissed him so hard that she smashed her face into his face. And it was so cute. She has a big ring,
oh
by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Big ring. But I was listening to her where she, you know, because she kind of goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I was teasing Tara, and I said, is that what you sounded like when John proposed to you? And I was shocked when Tara told me what she actually said.
I think I actually called him an idiot. But it wasn't a mean way. That's something we always call each other. I don't remember where it started, but it's with love. It's a term of endearment.
Well, he puts the ring on your finger, says, will you marry me? And you said, yes, I will, you idiot.
I don't think I said yes for a long time. I think I was the same as her. I just said, you idiot. And then we hugged and hugged and hugged and hugged and hugged.
That's my question to you, Casey. What did you say besides yes when you were proposed to? I think it's a very common thing. Now that I think about it, it's just you're over, especially if you weren't expecting it.
I think probably the most common is that women don't say yes because they do like what she did and they get excited and they kiss you and they hug you and they cry and they forget to say yes. And some men don't care. It's obvious when she jumps in your lap and hugs you, that means yes.
Yeah.
But some men are very strict about it. What? Give me an answer. Did you say yes?
I was also asking John for a ring for approximately 3 years, so I think he knew that my answer would be yes.
So we want to hear how it went for you when you were proposed to. Now that I think about it, Teresa, you're right. I guess it would be like you're so excited, you're crying. Of course you're hugging. Yeah. It's a yes.
So for the first wife, the baby mama, you know, we all know that she didn't like the ring you gave her,
yeah,
and she took it back.
Yeah.
Did she at least say yes, or did she say anything else? Did she say, ooh, I hate the ring, but okay?
She said something like that. It was like, yes, and then I looked at the ring, and she just kind of paused for a second, and I'm going, great.
That is so rude.
All right, phones are lit up. Laugh at my expense, Teresa.
I do all the time.
Let's go to Amanda and Casey.
Amanda, how was your experience?
I actually have a pretty funny story. 2 weeks before I actually got my ring, my husband kept saying, oh, why don't we get married? Let's go to Vegas. Like, just dropping little hints. And I was like, you know what? If you're not going to do it, don't even talk to me about it. So finally, he gives me a ring out of nowhere. We're just sitting at our house. And he's like, well, why don't we get married? And I put my magazine down and I see the ring. And I'm like, this better be for real or else you're going to get it.
That's romantic.
Thank you.
Robbie and Thanks. Liberty.
What's your name?
Robbie and Liberty.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Talk to us.
All right. So I got down on a knee, and my now fiance, all she did was just cry and pick me up. And then when I asked, will you marry me? Again, she picked me up again. And all she did was say, are you sure? Are you sure? And she made me say yes before she would say yes.
You should have messed with her and said, well, now that I think about it, you're right. Give me back that ring.
Actually, just kidding.
Thank you.
Leticia, good morning.
Good morning. Do you remember?
Good morning. Yes, it was. We were actually on a vacation to New York, and my husband had surprised me. We, on a whim, decided to go up the Empire State Building. It wasn't something we had planned, but we decided to. So we were up at the Outlook looking out and everything, and then he turns around and he gives me his spiel, and I was and asked me to marry him, and I just froze. I was completely shocked, and he had to ask me again, and then I said yes the second time.
Again, you should have messed with them and said, hold on, I'm thinking.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, how did he do all this? How did he pull all this off?
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So my husband now, we had bought our first house together, and he has a son, and I have two of my own children, and we had dogs together, and he proposed on the steps of our first house together. And our kids are inside fighting, and our dogs are barking. their heads off. And I'm like, you sure this is what you want? Like, forever? Like, this is it? He's like, of course. But I was just stunned because I wasn't expecting it. And our kids are inside wrestling and dogs are barking their heads off. And it was chaos. But it was our chaos.
That's a great story. Thanks
so
for sharing.
It was wonderful.
Aww. Thank you. That's sweet.
Joe in Topeka.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, yeah, so I remember it. It was about 3 days before Christmas Day, and we had my family's early Christmas, and my brother from out of state was here, and he knew that he always had to ask my big brother and my dad for my hand in marriage, and without me knowing, he asked both that day and that night by our Christmas tree. He was on his knee and had a ring in his hand and told me to open my eyes and said, "Will you marry me?" And I was crying and shaking, so I had no idea. And I said, "Are you sure?" And he was like, "I'm kind of holding a diamond ring. So, yeah, I think I'm sure." And so I said yes and had no idea. He pulled the whole thing off, and I've never had a surprise before that.
These poor men are going through so much trouble to make it the perfect romantic proposal, and all of these women are just questioning it. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
All right, we have time for one more, Tara.
How about our friend Dolores?
Hi, Dolores. Go ahead.
Hey, Dolores.
Hi there. Well, I was in Vermont visiting my cousins, and I came back, and Dennis said, "Let's go out to dinner." So I didn't know. I really wanted to just wear jeans and a holy T-shirt, and something told me I'd better get dressed. So I wore a beautiful black velvet skirt, a lace blouse. And when he went out to dinner and we were at this beautiful restaurant, he proposes and I went, "I'm so happy I got dressed."
Oh my God, thank you.
You've dreamed of this your whole life, this feeling. Is it everything you thought it would be?
It's everything and more, man. It's everything and more. It's one of the biggest steps of my life, one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. And right now I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Oh, are you sure?
KMXV, Kansas City.
Bring that beat back.
The biggest hits.
Yo.
From the biggest stars.
My station.
Your hits.
Turn it up.
Live here. Here.
I love it.
Justin Duff Bieber.
Major Lasers.
Hey, guys. Shawn Mendes.
Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
KMXV.